It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Bills at the Iowa State House are still in those very early stages of the process, but we're keeping an eye on what's going on at the Capitol. And IPR's State House correspondent Joyce Russell joins me, as she does most Mondays, to talk about what's going on over there. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Clay.
So what bills got filed last week that are really worth noting at this stage in the game?
Well, as usual, we're seeing many of the perennials that show up most years. A bill to change Iowa's bottle law, ban traffic cameras. One bill in the Senate that raised a little interest would get rid of Iowa's ban on assault weapons. Democrats have a bill to require minors on bicycles to wear helmets. But the top priority right now is cutting more than $100 million from this year's state budget. And the governor's bill got filed last week. The Senate Appropriations Committee will take it up today.
All right. So what will this budget bill look like once the Republican leaders have gotten their hands on it?
Well, the region's cuts are some of the most controversial. As we've been reporting, $25 million cut from their budgets when they've already spent half of the year's budget. Their advocates point out the second semester is already underway. The president of the Board of Regents said last week he's hoping that the legislature doesn't approve such a big cut. The Senate Education Budget Subcommittee met last week, and Democrats on that committee are unhappy that they're not getting a chance to debate these proposed higher education budget cuts. At any rate, we still don't know what House Republicans are going to do with the governor's recommendations. Here's what House Majority Leader Chris Hagenow had to say about that at the end of last week.
Where we will end up, it's a negotiation. There's some give and take, and we'll get that all hammered out. We're not quite there yet, but we're having meetings. We had meetings last night. We have meetings today.
Another bill that's getting a lot of attention is one that has been brought up by the Secretary of State, Paul Pate. He met with lawmakers last week about this controversial voter ID bill. Anything getting clearer on what this would look like?
Well, one thing that's clear is it's not a bill yet, and Democrats are unhappy about that. The Secretary Pate spent an hour with the State Government Committee in the House last week. He answered questions about his ideas. And as you implied, the biggest thing that he's offering is requiring a voter to present an ID at the polling place. Now, Secretary Pate says that he's been misrepresented on this. He says what he wants to do is require an ID at the polls, such as a driver's license, a passport. Whatever it was you used to register to vote, you have to show it at the polls to prove that you are who you say you are. And if you don't have such a document, the Secretary of State's office will send you an ID, not a photo ID, just an ID that will be matched with the information from your voter registration. Again, to prove that you are who you say you are, you would not have to go to the trouble and expense of acquiring a photo ID. But as you may know, Democrats still see the secretary's ideas as unnecessarily expensive, since they say voter fraud is rare.
All right. And switching gears here a bit to education, when will we learn about how much K through 12 public education funding will be approved for the coming school years?
Well, K-12 schools and their advocates are, avidly watching this, as usual. It does look like the legislature will follow the law and decide on basic state school aid in the first 30 days. The law, as you know, also requires that they pass funding for the following year, but it looks like, again, that law will be disregarded again. The governor is calling for a 2% increase for next year. In the past, Republicans in the legislature have recommended less than the governor. Democrats are arguing again that funding for K-12 schools has reached historic lows over the last 6 years. Our economist, Senator Herman Quirnbach, says adjusted for inflation, schools have received no increase over the last 6 years. So we're hearing a repeat of those arguments.
All right. So what are you anticipating lawmakers allocate for K-12 schools?
Well, it certainly won't be more than the governor's recommended 2%. And Republicans aren't saying yet whether they're going to go below that.
What else are you watching this week, Joyce?
We'll be talking on River to River today about Stand Your Ground legislation that Republicans have filed. That's a top priority of gun rights groups. It basically gives someone in an altercation more ability to plead self-defense in a court of law. Some critics have already begun marshaling their arguments that Iowa's self-defense laws are strong enough already. But anyway, we'll be talking about that today. Also this week, the bill to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood is scheduled for its first hearing. The bill is sponsored by all 29 Republicans in the Iowa Senate. Fortunately, they scheduled this one for one of the larger committee rooms because I'm expecting interest to be very intense.
All right. Joyce Russell, State House correspondent here at Iowa Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Clay.